So the purpose of this question is to, first thing, not get bogged down in all the histological descriptors where you're like, no idea what I'm looking at. Okay, you send this question to some students, they just give up immediately. They're just like, oh, no idea. A lot of fancy descriptors here. If you chill the fuck out for 2 seconds and you look at the end of the second sentence, it says irregularly shaped glands. So glands refers to adenocarcinoma. Adenocarcinoma is merely a cancer of glandular tissue. We see them all over the place: stomach, colon, head of pancreas, and you can even get them of the lung. Adenocarcinoma, so pulmonary adenocarcinoma, is actually the most common cancer of the lungs overall. It's classically female non-smokers. Yes, it can occur in a guy. I've seen vignettes where it's a guy, but it's usually a female and will be a non-smoker. And they're going to say that the tumor is generally not central. That's a pedantic but high-yield detail for the USMLE, knowing that the central or hilar, the medial lung cancers are going to be small cell and squamous cell. Oat cell carcinoma refers to small cell. I just decided to be an asshole and write it as oat cell here. You'll see that in textbooks sometimes. But the bottom line is the word central, that type of sound, central, small cell, squamous. So those cancers are the ones that are central, whereas the others will be peripheral or in the apex. Okay. So something to note for adenocarcinoma is that there's increased risk of DVT. So cancers in general increase are hypercoagulable state, okay, increased risk of thromboses, but this notably applies to adenocarcinoma. And looking at carcinoid tumor, that's an interesting one for the lungs because it's classically small bowel or appendiceal, and the patient will have diarrhea, flushing, tachycardia. There'll be 5-HIAA in the urine, 5-hydroxyindole acetic acid in the urine, which is a breakdown product of serotonin. Carcinoid tumors secrete serotonin, and but they can be pulmonary. That's always a weird thing when you first hear of it. Quite a rare diagnosis for USMLE's sake, but you need to just know in the back of your mind that if you were to get a carcinoid syndrome type vignette with a lung lesion, that yes, you can get a bronchogenic carcinoid tumor, that it need not always be 100% of the time small bowel or appendiceal. Something else to note, this is kind of annoying, but carcinoid tumors, they can be described as small blue cells. And the reason I say that's annoying is because small cell carcinoma of the lung, aka oat cell, is also small blue cells. I've seen for a descriptor of small cell carcinoma, they'll say small blue cells that are twice the size of lymphocytes, and you're like, oh shit, like twice the size of lymphocytes, like that's large cell carcinoma, but it's not. It's small cell carcinoma. Okay. Hamartoma of the lung, quite a weird diagnosis. I've never seen that as a correct answer, but if you were to Google hamartoma of the lung, you would find that it's actually quite a common tumor. Okay, they say it can compose something like 6 to 8% of pulmonary neoplasms overall. Once again, I've never seen that as an actual NBME answer, but if it ever were to show up, they might tell you that there's cartilage or connective tissue. Almost sounds like a germ cell type tumor. Hamartoma just means that you have normal tissue that's just growing in a disarrayed fashion. Okay, so the actual cells themselves are not dysplastic, they're just growing in a disarrayed fashion. That's what hamartoma means. For USMLE purposes, overall, the highest yield point you need to know for hamartoma is Peutz-Jeghers syndrome, where not, I don't want to get us off topic, but I just want to tell you this one high yield point where Peutz-Jeghers syndrome is where you get hamartomatous colonic polyps, generally in a child who has perioral melanosis or hyperpigmentation around the lips. The question will show you a kid where there's hyperpigmentation around the lips, and then they ask you for the type of polyp you see, and the answer is hamartomatous. Moving forward, large cell carcinoma, literally self-explanatory, large cells. But one type of question I've seen is where they tell you someone has gynecomastia. Okay, for whatever fucking reason, large cell carcinoma is associated with gynecomastia, something to do with estrogen production / malprocessing. No fucking idea as to the exact mechanism, but I just want you to be aware in the back of your mind that large cell carcinoma, if they were to ever tell you that there's a lung cancer and that the patient has gynecomastia, and you're like, why the fuck is there gynecomastia? Large cell carcinoma is the answer there. Oat cell carcinoma or small cell, we said before that that's central. They could say small blue cells that are twice the size of lymphocytes, but don't confuse that. That's not large cell. But small cell carcinoma, the paraneoplastics are really important, being Lambert-Eaton syndrome. We have antibodies against presynaptic voltage-gated calcium channels. You can get Cushing syndrome due to ectopic ACTH production. You can get SIADH from ADH or vasopressin production. And you can also get small cell cerebellar dysfunction, where there's anti-HU, and anti-YO antibodies, causes ataxia, cerebellar dysfunction. Sounds really fucking weird, I know, but that's just what you can see with small cell. And then squamous cell, a couple points about that is, first of all, the highest yield is that it can cause hypercalcemia due to PTHRP secretion, parathyroid hormone related peptide that is not the same as PTH. So if you were to get a squamous cell carcinoma question with hypercalcemia, endogenous PTH is actually a down arrow, but your PTHRP as secreted by the squamous cell carcinoma is an up arrow. And then squamous cell carcinoma can also cavitate. Okay, that's a characteristic it's a characteristic gross finding on pathology. That's on the NBMEs for step one. They tell you someone died of a lung cancer. They show you the actual autopsy, like the lung specimen, and you can see that there's a large lesion with a cavity, and that's referring to squamous cell carcinoma. So that's pretty much it for this question. I just want you to take home that adenocarcinoma, most common cancer of the lung overall, classically female non-smokers, and that glandular tissue, glands, that refers to adenocarcinoma. Okay, that's it.